The Gemara Masechta Chulin of Dalam and Aleph asks a question. Kosef Echer Omer, one pasuk says, Ben Chomish Esmer Shana V'Mala, that from 25 years old, Javal Tzvoi Tzavav Avodas Moed, the Levim should come to do their Avoda. Kosef Echer Omer, yet another pasuk says, Ben Shloshim Shana V'Mala, from the age of 30. Yef Shalomer, so says the Gemara, that they, you can't say that they become only qualified at Shloshim, Shavkar Nemo, because the pasuk says Chamesh Vestrum, 25. V'yef Shalom Vestrum V'chamesh, on the other hand, you can't say that they only become qualified at the age of 25, Shavkar Nemo Shloshim. There's another pasuk that says 30. Haketzat, how do we reconcile these two pasukim? Chamesh Vestrum with Talmud. At 25, they begin studying to learn what to do. Shloshim, and at 30, they actually begin the Avodah. Comments the Gemara, Mikan, from this we learn, L'talmud shlei ro'a simen yofa b'mishnasai, that a Talmud who learns in yeshiva or in any place of learning for 5 years, and he's still not succeeding in his learning for Chamesh Shanim for 5 years, shomei ro'a. But since, as Mefarshim explained, the Gemara gives him 5 years to study and know the Avodah, that's the amount of time by which you should know it. And if you don't know it by then, it's not probably going to happen. The Torah Chaim says, with this we could understand the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Halacha Chaf Aleph. When the Mishnah says, Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Uben Eser Lemishnah, Uben Chamesh Esrei Legemara. So the Gemara, the Tana in that Mishnah gives us intervals of 5 years, because we give you 5 years to become proficient in Chumash, and 5 years proficient in Mishnah, etc. But I saw that the Mefarshim point out that for Chumash, the Gemara, the Tana says, we give you 5 years to become an expert. So too for Mishnah. The Gemara does not give amount of time for Gemara. So from here we see, point out the Mefarshim, that Gemara is a very deep learning. And a person, even if he's not successful in succeeding in learning Gemara and being proficient in the learning of Gemara 5 years, does not mean that he should give up. On the contrary, it seems that he should continue learning, because Gemara, we could understand, takes longer. The Gemara continues with asking a question from the Pasuk in Daniel, where the Pasuk says, Ulgadlam Shonim Shloish. So it seems from here that if you're not, the 3 years is the amount of time that one needs, that we could tell if one is successful in his learning or not. So it's the Gemara that the Tanakh Kama holds that Lashon Kasdim, learning that language, takes 3 years. 3 years is a good barometer, because it's not hard to understand. But other things indeed need 5 years. And Rabbi Yossi holds, on the contrary, everything 3 years is enough for. But Hilchas Avodah, which are so complicated, they need 5 years. But all other subjects, 3 years is enough. So we see from here a very big machlokes. Everybody agrees that to understand the language of Kasdim, 3 years is enough. Everybody agrees, Avodah, you need 5 years. The question is other subjects. So the Mefarshim, when they discuss this concept of giving somebody an amount of time to see if he will be successful, what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean that it takes 5 years to learn a subject? Or does it mean that it could be it takes more than 5 years to learn a subject. But after 5 years, we'll be able to tell if this person will be successful. The Sefer Chassidim speaks about a very common situation. He speaks about a Rebbe of Talmidim. And in the class, there are different students with different capabilities. So says the Sefer Chassidim, that in those days, maybe nowadays as well, every student paid his own tuition. So now, if the Rebbe is going to say, I'm only going to take the students who are smarter and can learn quicker, or I'll only take the students who are weaker, he will not have as many students. And it will affect his income. Says the Sefer Chassidim that everybody should be careful to teach students according to their capability. So from the Sefer Chassidim, he continues saying that 5 years is the amount of time to see if the student will be successful. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that 5 years, maybe besides for Gemara, as we mentioned a few moments ago, is the amount of time to become proficient in a subject. And maybe, suggests the Ruach Chaim, that's the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, and our Gemara. When Rabbi Yossi says that 5 years is the amount of time by a difficult subject, he says 5 years is the amount of time by a difficult subject to tell if you know, to tell if it'll be successful. By an easier subject, you'll know it in 3 years. Because he says the 3 years and the 5 years is only a siman to know if this Talmud will be successful. Whereas the Tanakhama is saying it's the amount of time to master a subject. The Tanakhama says an easy subject can be mastered in 3 years, and a more difficult subject needs 5 years to master. Dorchas Chaim in Hilchas Tefillah says, "Shem Shakoyim Tzorach Luma Et Chomesh Shonim Hilchas Avoyde Koyim Shiyav B'Megdish." Just like a Koyim has to study the halachos of the Avoyde 5 years before he does the avodah in the base of Mikdash. Kach tzarech hashas lahargel atzmai. So too is the halacha for about tefillah. To become accustomed to say that tefillah of a kriyas atayra, whether he's going to be the chazen or whether he's going to be about kaira, zman rav, he should prepare himself for a decent amount of time, koim shiyah shliach tzibar. So tefillah nekras avodah, and avodah, just like the kohen before he did the avodah had to prepare himself, so to anyone, before he does the avodah, has to prepare himself. Furthermore, says Dorchas Chaim, "V'im eini yodei ba'atzmo shubaki me'od," if he's not certain about himself that he's an expert, he's not certain, says Dorchas Chaim, "V'yochel l'shomer mishkiyah," that he could prevent mistakes, "Ein lo l'hachnas atzmo avodas Hashem yizbarach," he shouldn't get involved. "Lias imtsoi ben Yisrael avin shemishmayim," He should not take the job if you don't think he can do it properly. But then I saw a very interesting vort from the Beis Yisrael that he quotes his father, the Emre Emes. He says, if we look at our Gemara, and the Gemara that teaches us that you need to prepare yourself for 5 years before you're going to do an avodah, says the Emre Emes, by whom does the Torah say this halacha? The Torah says this halacha, but a Levim. The Levim don't actually do any avodah. The Levim are there to assist the Kahanim who are doing the avodah. Says the Emir Emes, from here we see that achana to the avodah, a preparation to the avodah, is more important than the avodah itself. And therefore, the Torah, when it wants to teach us the halacha of preparing oneself for an avodah, speaks about the Levim who only do the assistance to the avodah more than it speaks to the Kohanim. And the Sifsei Tzaddik drives this point home. How does he drive this point home? He says that the Rambam paskins that when it comes to the avodah, says the Rambam, there of the menorah, of lighting the menorah, there are two parts. One is the actual lighting of the menorah, and one is the hatavas haneris, cleaning the menorah. Says the Rambam, the lighting of the menorah, says the Rambam, is ksheir bizar, to be done by Yisrael. The hatavas haneris must be done, says the Rambam, only by a kohen. Says the Sifsei Tzaddik, from here we see that the achana to the avodah, the cleaning of the menorah, is even more important than the actual learning of the avodah itself. It's actually more important than the avodah, the lighting of the menorah itself. And I saw from the Pedichiva, who explains why indeed is the Gemara so focused on the 5 years. Why is Gemara saying that a Levi to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, singing, opening the gates, yes, the very, very special Avodah and the very holy, but 5 years studying to learn to do the Avodah, does it really take that long? So the Beis HaLevi says a beautiful word. The Beis HaLevi says that when a Kohen or a Levi do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just that they're doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. This is an important point to our attitude to Avodah Hashem. We know, the Gemara says it, the Midrashim say it in more than one place, that the Beis HaMikdash Shomata is Mechuvin Kneged the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. That when a Kohen or a Levi is doing an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash Shomata, he's not just doing an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. He's also doing an Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Shemayim, in the Beis HaMikdash Shomala. To be able to do an Avodah properly in the Beis HaMikdash Shomala indeed requires many years of proper studying and many years of proper preparation to come close to that very, very holy and special avodah.